Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Alrighty, rocking and rolling. Zach Gelb here with you on The Fan. Let's go out to the guest line right now. Welcome in the legendary NFL and basketball play-by-play man. And that, of course, is Kevin Harlan here with us. Kevin, happy holidays to you and your family. Appreciate you doing this. How you been?
Absolutely, Zach. Great to be with you. Happy holidays to you and your listeners.
Well, thanks so much for joining us. So, we're getting set for Giants and Raiders. I know you'll be on the call coming up for CBS. The Giant fan probably wants to lose this game to help secure the number one overall pick and then maybe go trade that pick in the draft in April and get a haul. When you have the Giants and Raiders, two bad football teams, I know you always have fun on your broadcast, but a lot of fans are looking at this as a tank bowl. How do you kind of approach that as a broadcaster?
Well, as a broadcaster, I think you handle it like you do if it were week one, week 10, or week 17, as this is. I don't know if there's any real difference. You got to call the mechanics of the game and identify the guys that are in the game and the story of the game. But clearly, the overarching theme here, as you've pointed out, is that both these teams are in the running for that number one overall pick. Both have got interesting quarterback situations. The Giants traded up to get Jackson Dart last year, and I think under normal circumstances with health and maybe a better supporting cast, they'd feel that his trajectory is what they thought, although even amidst all that losing and all the issues around him, there is a lot of hope, and I think that hope continues and burns for the Giants. The Raiders made a trade for Geno Smith. He has arguably had as mistake-prone a season as any quarterback in pro football with the interceptions, the lack of wins, and just the issues that seem to always plague the Raiders. And so they're kind of in a different situation. They put their best player, Brock Bowers, on IR, so he is not going to play. They've also got a starting defensive back in Jeremy Chinn. He is not going to play. So I would never use the word, and I know the popular term is tanking, by either of these teams. I still think in the NFL, with 17 games to play, that these coaches, these players, have a great deal of pride. And it's not necessarily for, let's get a win and show them that we can still play. It's more like everything that I do individually at my position on tape will be seen from this point forward. Am I going to show the people that are watching me as a possible free agent, do I make the roster with this existing team next year? I always want to put my best product, best foot forward, best product on tape so that I am judged with the latest addition of what I've got to offer. So these jobs are so hard to keep, and so hard to reach this goal of playing in the NFL, you never want to minimize an opportunity. And so I look at it as, here is an opportunity for each individual player and for these coaches to show that in a two-win season this late in the year with nothing to play for, that for individually there is a lot to play for, a lot to coach for. And I would expect nothing less of these two organizations, these two coaching staffs, and these two rosters.
Yeah, and once you get past the draft element of it, from a Giants perspective, it's all eyes on Jackson Dart and really the coaching staff. Because last week up against Minnesota, they waited and waited and waited forever to allow him to throw the football. They were trying to protect him, and he only threw the football 13 times in the game. So I'll be very curious to see what Kafka and company's approach is with Dart this week up against the Raiders.
Good point. I will be too, Zach. I think that there's clearly a feel for preserving him. He's had, we know, the concussion issues in the past, and that is always going to be a concern. But getting him out of this season in one piece has got to be a part of this equation, somewhat of their formula for navigating these next two games. And if, last week, quite frankly, I felt after reading and talking with a few people that the best way to play this game last week was to run the ball and rely on some defense. And clearly that was, it didn't turn out the way that Dart wanted to, the organization with another loss. And they bring all this now into a road game indoors, although on grass, against a team that probably is in the same mindset. So how do you approach this with your young quarterback? Do you want to have him continue to grow? Do you try to stretch his legs a little bit and both running the ball, which he loves to do, but can be in peril sometimes? Or do you play that same conservative way and protect him as best you can, get him out of this season? And then who knows who will be his coach next year, right? Who knows what kind of offensive scheme he's going to have to work in? I mean, there's so much unknown and so much at play that sometimes, and I think this was the thought last week, a conservative approach might be the best approach. But who knows? I mean, he's a pretty aggressive player. I don't think he liked how last week unfolded. He may play differently and in a different kind of a feel of his offensive game plan against the Raiders.
Kevin Harlan here with us, Zach Gelb here with you on The Fan. You talk about who could be his coach next year. Let's just call it for what it is. The last decade, the Giants have been a disaster. Who knows if Joe Shane is going to be back or not as the GM. Right now, I lean that he won't be. But to get to the positive, Dart, he could be the guy. They'll have an early pick in the draft. Malik Nabers will be coming back from an injury. I know the defense has been a mess this year, but they have some defensive names. How do you kind of from afar view the Giants' job? And how do you think coaches will view it?
Well, it's a flagship job in terms of what the organization is meant to professional football. And I would agree with you. It looks like change is on the horizon. How far that will reach outside the coaching staff into the front office, who knows? But these are some pretty big decisions for this team. They feel, at least I think, and we've not yet gotten too deep into this with the current coaching staff, that they've found their quarterback. But if they would have the number one overall pick, the Mendoza dilemma becomes, I think, fairly significant. Do you believe it enough in the quarterback you have now? Because every conversation with rebuilds begins with the quarterback, right? And so that is now the question. Does the current group feel like this is the guy? Or do you have a coach that may come in, bring his own staff, and how do they view Dart? So, I mean, there's so much at play here that you really can't sit and assess, what will happen, but you've just got to deal with what's going to happen this weekend, and that is, putting your best foot forward. Like I was talking about before, your best work on tape is your most recent work on tape, and how far does that carry individual players and coaching staffs? So, there is, I think, a lot to be said about what this organization means to professional football. And if somebody comes in feeling, and this has happened now, Dable had the same thing a couple years ago when he came in, I can really put my fingerprints all over this organization. What kind of coach is out there that feels, and it's going to have to be someone, I think, with some pretty significant credentials, either from the NFL or in the college world, what can I do with this pick and the existing roster and arguably some interesting young talent and make the next step forward? Will I be given the breadth of the contract length to get my true teeth into this thing with my drafting philosophy, my signing players off the street, the free agent philosophy? How am I going to structure my offseason, and how am I going to structure my training camp going into the year, knowing that we face incredible odds trying to come from literally the bottom up? But for a lot of coaches who want to get in the NFL and may be tired of NIL in college ball and all the different ramifications of what the college game is now, this might be the most incredible opportunity ever. You say, what do I've got to lose? They've been losing already. There's nothing that I'm going to do that's going to hurt it any more than it has been so far. So I can basically build from the bottom up. And that is a pretty enticing opportunity. So my guess would be, in the great New York market with passionate fans, with a stadium that is still relevant in the world of new stadiums in the NFL, this could provide for me a wonderful opportunity to see just how far my confidence in myself will take me and what I can put in terms of an imprint on this organization, which is going to basically, I would guess, be overhauled from top to bottom.
Kevin Harlan here with us. And the first name that emerges from the college ranks is the Notre Dame coach and Marcus Freeman. And Kevin, I just sit here, and even though there are some attractive pieces this Giants job, I think Marcus Freeman's going to stay in college. That's just my guess right now.
Well, you know, this NIL thing, it's so interesting, Zach, because I think the college coaches feel they can only do what their NIL budget will let them do.
Yeah.
I think at Notre Dame, my assumption is it would be as great a pot of money to draw from to pay my players as most of the major programs in the college game, the top 20 programs in college football. So I think that's always going to be there. We know about the alum success of supporting that school in the past with endowments, helping the academic side. They clearly are going to have to even go further into the alum base to support what it will take to be competitive in the college game. And now these college coaches are dealing not only with just the recruitment of the high school kid, but now what is attached to that kid, agents, a lot of family members, and of course the big price tag. And a lot of times it's not playing at Notre Dame. It's, all right, coach, let's make this a short conversation. School A is offering me this. School B is offering me that. What does Notre Dame think of me, and what are they going to offer? It's not what this culture will mean to you, what the academic experience will mean to you, what our philosophies will help do to you to make you a better player. It's more now, I think, for a lot of these college or these high school kids or these transfers, you know, and dealing with the portal is another whole story. But like, how much will that check, you know, help me and my family? What can you offer? And so if you're tired of that world and say, you know what, I don't want to talk to a high school kids or a college kids agent in week four of my college football schedule, as has been brought up by many coaches, I don't want to, and then you got to re-recruit the kids you get, and then you got to go to the portal and you're battling again the money. I mean, the whole thing is such a Wild West type feel with uncontrollable things to deal with. In the NFL, at least, you know, you've got a cap, you've got a draft, you've got some parameters here that are pretty much in place. It would seem to me that's a little bit more manageable than the world of an incredible landscape to deal with for these college coaches. So we'll see. And Notre Dame is a one of one job, right? Like Ohio State and like some of these other schools, there's only one job like that in all of college football. So him leaving there, it would have to be pretty enticing. And we'll just see how much that NFL world can reel him in, if it reels him in at all.
It's funny, Kevin Harlan, how the seesaw ride works and the names that just get thrown out there. A few weeks ago, it was Mike Tomlin. I sat here and I said, I just don't see the Steelers moving off of Mike Tomlin. The only way it's going to happen is if Mike Tomlin wants to leave the Steelers. Now, with the current state of the Ravens, a lot of Ravens fans are saying maybe it's time for a reset with the John Harbaugh. And then Giants fans right away go, yep, but take John Harbaugh at MetLife Stadium in a second. Can you see the Ravens and John Harbaugh party.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Ways this offseason.
Well, I don't know that I can. I need to be honest. My brother is John's agent. So I need to be upfront about that. I don't know. There's a very good relationship there. And really everything with the Ravens kind of points to the health of Lamar. When he was gone, the team struggled. When he's been back, they've been relevant. Now he's injured again. And there's just a lot at play. But if you don't have the quarterback, you're going through this, and the Ravens got a taste of it. When you don't have a world-class quarterback, and he's a two-time MVP, the world is difficult in the NFL. So we'll see, Zach, what happens there. I don't know. They're the job for the New York Giants, it has a good sound to it, but, boy, there's a lot of work to be done. And it just, I think, is going to depend – on if you have an existing NFL coach that may be out there, or a guy that will be let go with amicable terms from his current position out there looking. And you mentioned two of the real legends currently in the business, Harbaugh at Baltimore and Tomlin at Pittsburgh. Clearly, they would bring culture change. But I would say this, too. They thought in Vegas that Pete Carroll would bring culture change. They've won two games, and they've they are looking no more on track than they were before Carroll arrived. So it's a very difficult game to play if you're hiring someone like that, thinking that what they had before can be easily transplanted into what you need right now. And that becomes, you know, the challenge for these front offices, for these ownership groups. And I guess I would have to say that you've got to trust the parts that are in place. But in the Giants thing, as you point out, the GM may not be there. And so that may be a change, And that's got to be considered, too. So the Mara family's got a lot on the plate. There's no doubt about it. They've been in this business a long time. They've won before. They know what this is like. They know the process involved. But this has been a continual story now that has been tough for them to extricate themselves from. And so this offseason will be about as fascinating as any. They do seem to have the quarterback. There are some nice parts, a lot of work to be done, and you've won two games so far with a couple to go. It's going to be a daunting challenge for whoever gets that job.
Wrap it up with Kevin Harlan. Just to circle back on one thing you were talking about, if the Giants get the number one pick, I guess they got to have that conversation.
Right.
Do you take Mendoza, trade Dart? I think they would keep Dart, and you look at the teams that would be behind them, Raiders, Browns, and Jets. I think Dart, even though I can't say he's going to be great, I think he showed me enough where I say, okay, I have something. And then you could get a lot of capital and have a Raider team or a Browns team or a Jet team move up to one to then, you know, give you those future picks so you could start to build more of a foundation with this team.
Well, Chicago did that, and it's beginning to pay off, as we can clearly see with what they've done. They traded and they got picks, and they were able to parlay those into some very good young players, and those players are, and they spent a lot of money in free agency, and they fortified their offensive line. So the combination of how they were able to stockpile picks and use them and how those picks have performed, in addition to the free agent market and how they've hit that by fortifying their line, can show you what numbers can mean, what bulk and volume can mean, what one pick can translate into. And I think everyone would agree with teams like the Raiders and the Giants, they need a lot of help, and that would mean a lot of players. So if you do have that number one pick and people are sold on Mendoza, you could see a team with a couple number ones and maybe a couple starters, which would greatly help a team like the Giants or the Raiders. I know that both teams are going into this weekend thinking, we've got a chance. I don't know that everybody feels like Mendoza is the sure thing coming out of school. Then again, we've had a lot of guys that were thought to be the sure thing who have fallen and are not even playing pro football now. So, I mean, it's a 50-50 proposition with these quarterbacks. As you accurately say, they've had a year to kind of experience Jackson Dart. I would like to think there's enough tape on there that whoever is the coach and whoever is the GM, if it's the existing GM or they make a change there, that there's enough there to say a pretty good yes or no. Yes, I see enough that this guy is going to be what we think he was when we drafted him or when the team drafted him. Or no, you know what, we can do better. And this kid represents everything that we want playing at Indiana, or the kid from Oregon, or whoever they decide to go after. Like I said, these are going to be absolutely fascinating decisions on who's going to make the pick. If they believe that Dart is the guy, and if they don't, what they end up doing and how they trade it, and how they package it. I mean, it's going to be a lot. By the way, even with the second overall pick, there's going to be a lot of the same kind of decisions, I think, being made should the Raiders be number one and the Giants two, or however that would work, or Giants be number three. So very interesting 2 weeks for different reasons, not what your team could do in the postseason, but what the offseason holds in store for both the Raiders and the Giants.
Well, before we let Kevin Harlan run, let's get to one of the teams that's been winning here in New York, and that's the Knicks. They're 20-9. You got Christmas Day coming up against the Cavs. I'm expecting that Jalen Brunson and OG Anunoby will be out. Nice effort the other night up against the Timberwolves, but they just didn't have their pieces, and they were close to making it a game. At 20-9, almost 30 games into the Mike Brown era so far, replacing Tom Thibodeau, what are your thoughts on what the Knicks are doing?
I don't know if there's another coach that could come in and pick up where Tom left off. I personally thought that what Tom had done in getting them so close to the finals last year, and how they had built and made some moves and got Karl Anthony Towns and just done what they had done, and then his adjustments as the playoffs went on, going to his bench more and doing, you know, some things that people had kind of criticized him for, the too many minutes for the starters, how he did go back to his bench, how he was able to maneuver that to a sixth game against the Indiana Pacers in the conference finals. I thought all of that in totality, what he had done, had earned him another year. Management thought differently, but as I went and I began by saying, of all the coaches they could have hired, by getting who they got to pick up where Tom left off, they clearly have made at least the first, you know, third of the season says made the right choice. He's given them probably the new voice that they were looking for, a different way of using the bench, of running his offense, of handling deep, whatever, all the different things he's touched clearly. But I do admire, of all the coaches they could have hired, this guy with a record in the past that has given him a Coach of the Year honor, says they made the right choice. The team has responded. The results are indisputable, and I think their best basketball is still ahead of them. So I applaud them for that. I did personally think going into it, Tom deserved at least another year to see if he could truly finish off the job that he started. But they thought otherwise, and if they had to make a pick, this is the right guy to do it and to take over where Tom left off.
And obviously, you know, the NBA likes trades. You know, they like drama. I feel as if Giannis Antetokounmpo's name has been rumored the last 5 years, but really the last year It's been rumored with the Knicks, and Shams Charania has had a lot of reporting on that. Do you buy any of this Giannis smoke that he could get moved by the deadline, or is it just going to be another one of those years where it's a lot of rumors and no action is actually taken?
Well, the year for the Bucks has clearly been disappointing. They've not been doing it in the playoffs recently. And kind of like with getting the number one overall pick in the NFL draft, and if you decide to trade it and the kind of capital, as you accurately say, that it could bring your team, a trade for Antetokounmpo could mean a lot of different parts for the Bucks and could bring in some more starters, some younger players. You know, Giannis is over 30 now. There is some wear and tear on him, but he clearly is playing, when healthy, at a very high level. Could mean a lot. I think he would look for another championship. He's won one in Milwaukee. But it just kind of – it's hard to have the face of the franchise and who you've built so much of your identity around and in one move trade him and watch him go someplace else, regardless of what he might bring that other team. You know, are you ready to make that kind of public move and say it was great, but we need to move on? Or no, we're sticking with this. We still feel that what we've got. And if the player still bought in, is the player still all in on the direction you want to go? I mean, again, these are complicated moves, and the Bucks will face, I think, a very interesting dilemma come February when that deadline is upon us, and the future of their franchise, with or without Giannis, is at their doorstep. And how will they respond? Could he help a team? He'll help any team he goes to, but make no mistake about it, I'm not telling New Yorkers it's something they don't know. That Brunson is the face of that organization, and will be, and what he's done, and how he has taken that team, his leadership, everything. I'm, again, not telling Knicks fans what they don't already know. That to me is invaluable. So pairing him with a guy like Antetokounmpo would be a very interesting insertion, and that confluence of those two would be clearly one of the bigger stories in the second half of the season and going forward. Hard to say what either team's going to do, but I do like the chatter. It sure makes it fun. It's like the hot stove league in baseball. You're always talking about what you can do, what you can't do, how this guy would fit, what this person would mean to your rotation, to your battery, whatever it is. These talks on the cusp of the deadline are always so interesting in the NBA.
Well, Kevin, we always enjoy talking to you and catching on up. Happy holidays to you and your family. Thanks so much for doing this.
Zach, always a pleasure, my friend. Take care. Congratulations on all your success. Happy holidays.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.